Okay, if you would take us back to the planning and zoning meeting with the mic check against fracking.
Right, so again, we've just testified for hours about how Eagle Ridge has been breaking the law. We wait for that vote. They do, you know, all in favor, and we can see that that they're going to grant the permit. So someone stands up, my roommate at the time, Ben, stands up and yells, "Mic check," and all of us just respond, and we start doing the call and response that was really popular during Occupy the People's Mic, informing that, you know, we're the residents of Denton, that the moving against fracking is strong, and that we won't go away. And you know, we're all just sitting in the council room yelling, but you can start to see the cops moving in, and that they're probably, so we all kind of start standing up to kind of be a stronger presence, and then the cops start removing us, and someone starts yelling shame, and then we're all just screaming shame, 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 shame on you, and we're all, you know, kicked out of the PNC meeting. And I think that story is relevant because, again, it shows how strongly some of us felt really early on, that the story starts way before 2014, that there was already tension that was really high, that it doesn't, I mean, for me, yeah, I can be honest and say that I would oppose fracking anywhere, but that it wasn't just like, that, I don't know, that it didn't, that the resistance to fracking didn't just come out of nowhere, that the industry was really a bad actor in Denton, that they were really blatant. And I mean, again, this story where I'm talking about a company that was fracking without permits for years, you know, it's like, who knows? There's no regulations, there's no oversight. And then they were just granted permits. And some of those people that granted them permits, you know, it's like, of course, they don't see the problem with it. They think we're being ridiculous. But at least one of those people that was a part of that voting, you know, again, later on down the line comes to see fracking as a problem and is a part of the anti-fracking movement. So,
did you see much of that during that time where people actually changed sides on the issue as it moved forward? The closer you move toward 2014.
I mean, it's a stretch to say change sides. It's not like there's people that were championing fracking all of a sudden were on our side. But it is not a stretch at all to say that people that really wanted to compromise or didn't think, I think the most common perspective is that, like, people that don't think fracking is bad necessarily, probably still to this day, they don't think fracking is necessarily bad, they just aren't sure that it should be happening so close to houses or so close to college campuses or parks, because what if something happens? But that overall, if it was happening further away from places, they would think it's fine. That this larger issue about climate change and methane and what we're putting into it isn't actually the driver for most of the people that opposed the ban. I mean, supported the ban. Because remember, opposed fracking is what I was going to say. Remember that when the fracking ban passed by 59%, Denton County is a Republican county. So the county still went Republican. It's like a 59% fracking ban, 70% in favor of whatever Republicans. So a lot of the people that voted for the ban, I know, don't share my political perspective and were concerned about property values or earthquakes or the foundations of their home shaking or that they're just middle of the road and they think it would be fine, but it shouldn't be happening within city limits.